1 Kings, chapter 7. Solomon, however, took 13 years to complete the construction of his entire palace. He built the House of the Forest of Lebanon 100 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high, with four rows of cedar pillars supporting the cedar beams. The house was roofed with cedar above the beams that rested on the pillars, 45 beams, 15 per row. There were three rows of high windows facing one another in three tiers. All the doorways had rectangular frames, with the openings facing one another in three tiers. Solomon made his colonnade 50 cubits long and 30 cubits wide, with a portico in front of it and a canopy with pillars in front of the portico. In addition, he built a hall for the throne, the Hall of Justice, where he was to judge. It was paneled with cedar from floor to ceiling. And the palace where Solomon would live, set further back, was of similar construction. He also made a palace like this hall for Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had married. All these buildings were constructed with costly stones, cut to size, and trimmed with saws inside and out, from the foundation to the eaves, and from the outside to the great courtyard. The foundations were laid with large, costly stones, some 10 cubits long, and some 8 cubits long. Above these were high-grade stones, cut to size, and cedar beams. The great courtyard was surrounded by three rows of dressed stone and a row of trimmed cedar beams, as were the inner courtyard and portico of the house of the Lord. Now King Solomon sent to bring Huram from Tyre. He was the son of a widow from the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a craftsman in bronze. Huram had great skill, understanding, and knowledge for every kind of bronze work. So he came to King Solomon and carried out all his work. He cast two pillars of bronze, each 18 cubits high and 12 cubits in circumference. He also made two capitals of cast bronze to set on top of the pillars, each capital 5 cubits high. For the capitals on top of the pillars, he made a network of lattice, with wreaths of chainwork, 7 for each capital. Likewise, he made the pillars with two rows of pomegranates around each grating, to cover each capital atop the pillars. And the capitals atop the pillars in the portico were shaped like lilies, 4 cubits high. On the capitals of both pillars, just above the rounded projection next to the network, were the 200 pomegranates in rows encircling each capital. There he set up the pillars at the portico of the temple. The pillar to the south he named Jachin, and the pillar to the north he named Boaz. And the tops of the pillars were shaped like lilies. So the work of the pillars was completed. He also made the sea of cast metal. It was circular in shape, measuring 10 cubits from rim to rim, 5 cubits in height, and 30 cubits in circumference. Below the rim, ornamental buds encircled it, 10 per cubit, all the way around the sea, cast in two rows as a part of the sea. The sea stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east. The sea rested on them, with all their hindquarters toward the center. It was a handbreadth thick, and its rim was fashioned like the brim of a cup, like a lily blossom. It could hold 2,000 baths. In addition, he made 10 movable stands of bronze, each 4 cubits long, 4 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high. This was the design of the stands. They had side panels attached to uprights, and on the panels between the uprights were lions, oxen, and cherubim. On the uprights was a pedestal above, and below the lions and oxen were wreaths of beveled work. Each stand had 4 bronze wheels with bronze axles and a basin resting on 4 supports, with wreaths at each side. The opening to each stand inside the crown at the top was 1 cubit deep, with a round opening like the design of a pedestal, 1.5 cubits wide. And around its opening were engravings, but the panels of the stands were square, not round. There were 4 wheels under the panels, and the axles of the wheels were attached to the stand. Each wheel was 1.5 cubits in diameter. The wheels were made like chariot wheels. Their axles, rims, spokes, and hubs were all of cast metal. Each stand had 4 handles, 1 for each corner, projecting from the stand. At the top of each stand was a circular band 0.5 cubits high. The supports and panels were cast as a unit with the top of the stand. He engraved cherubim, lions, and palm trees on the surfaces of the supports and panels, wherever each had space, with wreaths all around. In this way, he made the 10 stands, each with the same casting, dimensions, and shape. He also made 10 bronze basins, each holding 40 baths and measuring 4 cubits across, one basin for each of the 10 stands. He set 5 stands on the south side of the temple, and 5 on the north, and he put the sea on the south side, at the southeast corner of the temple. Additionally, Huram made the pots, shovels, and sprinkling bowls. So Huram finished all the work that he had undertaken for King Solomon in the house of the Lord. The 2 pillars, the 2 bowl-shaped capitals atop the pillars, the 2 sets of network covering both bowls of the capitals atop the pillars, the 400 pomegranates for the 2 sets of network, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network covering both the bowl-shaped capitals atop the pillars, the 10 stands, the 10 basins on the stands, the sea, the 12 oxen underneath the sea, and the pots, shovels, and sprinkling bowls. All the articles that Huram made for King Solomon in the house of the Lord were made of burnished bronze. The king had them cast in clay molds in the plain of Jordan between Succoth and Zarethan. Solomon left all these articles unweighed, because there were so many. The weight of the bronze could not be determined. Solomon also made all the furnishings for the house of the Lord: the golden altar, the golden table on which was placed the bread of the presence, the lampstands of pure gold in front of the inner sanctuary, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left, the gold flowers, lamps, and tongs, the pure gold basins, wick trimmers, sprinkling bowls, ladles, and censers, and the gold hinges for the doors of the inner temple, that is, the most holy place, as well as for the doors of the main hall of the temple. So all the work that King Solomon had performed for the house of the Lord was completed. Then Solomon brought in the items his father David had dedicated, the silver, the gold, and the furnishings, and he placed them in the treasuries of the house of the Lord.